Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to learn about what's new in the world of BCS Communications. Unfortunately, I could not make it to their annual holiday open house, but I have with me on the phone Kelly Schwalbe from BCS. Kelly, glad to talk to you.
Good, Chuck. Good to talk to you, and I look forward to telling you more about what's going on at BCS Communications these days.
Well, I'm only going to guess from the few photos that I've seen that were allowed to be public that it looked like you had a good time last night.
We did. We had another good holiday party. We were able to combine our kind of our 10th anniversary celebration in with our annual traditional holiday party, and Mother Nature cooperated. We had good attendance, and I think everybody had a wonderful time.
Well, I've only missed a couple of those, and one of those that I did attend, Mother Nature didn't cooperate real well. I kind of remember some ice and snow, and we just had to stay there longer, you know?
Absolutely. We've been fortunate to have you attend. I know the first holiday party that we had in 2005, and I know you've made most of the parties that we've had over the last 10 years. So I appreciate your attendance, and you know, you're always a welcome and great addition to the group.
Well, we're about to hit 10. We got a few months to go yet. We're a little younger than you know, these old timers at BCS, but we're getting there, getting close. It is a big milestone, by the way, and a big hats off, because
thank you.
You know, in the business world, it's great to celebrate a year, you know, but not much less 10. So that is.
We are thankful for the many good clients that we have the honor of working with, and the good partners out there such as you and all of our other media partners that help us in serving the many clients that we have. We couldn't do it without everybody working together.
Well, I've been impressed with these big-name entertainers that have been just kind of showing up out of the blue. I mean, from what I saw in the picture, I think it looks a little bit like Robert De Niro might have put in an appearance.
Yeah, we started this about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's always a surprise to me. I'm usually the last one to know who the actual celebrity guest is going to be. I think we started with... we've had Cher over the last couple of years. We've had Bono made an appearance a few years ago, and he was a big hit. We have, and last night we had Robert De Niro lookalike show up and got to entertain the guests for a couple of hours. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you got to have a little bit of that in between all, or, you know, along with all the work that goes on. So, sounds like a great time. Sorry I missed it. But let's look at BCS. 10 years, like you said. I mean, in the business, that's, you know, a great sign of, you know, your stability and, of course, longevity. Tell us a little bit about what might be new. We've talked kind of on an annual basis, but, you know, a lot happens in a year.
Well, I think for us, you know, you're right. Being making it to the 10th anniversary, we must be doing something right. And I think we've got a great staff, which certainly helps. We've grown. We've added one or two new people a year over the last 10 years. So we've got a staff of about 15, 16 people that you know, really do a lot of the client service work that that our clients need, which is great. So we're fortunate to have a good staff. We have fortunate to have great clients and good suppliers and good vendors out there that we work with. So that's really helped us to be successful, I think, in a lot of regards. I think for us over the last year or two, we've been able to add some new clients to augment our core ag clients that we work with. We've got a new client in the small animal and equine imaging business. We picked up some small non-ag accounts over the last year that really help us to do more in social media and some of the new media and digital communications opportunities that have presented themselves more so over the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, I know that, you know, you mentioned the staff there, and some of these folks are very talented, but kind of like you, you're just a tweeting machine, right?
I tweet occasionally. Fortunately, we have several young ladies in our office who are very adept and talented when it comes to social media and how to apply social media tactics and execute those social media plans, digital plans for our clients. So,
well, one of those is the very young Leanne Cleaver, I believe, right?
Yes, so Leanne is a social media queen. She's very anybody that follows Leanne on Facebook or Twitter knows how active on social media she is.
Well, we know where she had lunch today, for example.
that I don't even know. So,
well, it sounds like everything's going well.
It is.
We always like to look forward too a little bit. How do you perceive where things are going to go? I mean, it seems like, I don't care what business you're in, there's factors that sometimes you can't control, and we've got a lot going on politically, regulatory, and I've even heard that you know, there's some efforts now to try to get they want to change the fact that a business can not deduct 100% of their advertising costs. I think one of them wants to reduce it to 50%. Like, so instead of being able to use this as a business expense deduction, you know, that could have a serious impact in the whole media industry, I would think.
Well, it could. And, you know, we kind of keep an eye on changes in policies, regulations that impact not only us as a small business, but also our clients. You know, one example would be, you know, a farm bill, as it impacts not only producers out there, but also the many companies and suppliers that that serve those customers out there. So we're watching the farm bill. We're watching a lot of the state and local legislation that impacts small businesses from a tax standpoint. Absolutely. So those have a big impact on the people that we work with and our own livelihood. So it's something that we're keeping an eye on and try to reach out and talk to people that influence and make those types of policy decisions.
Well, something else that I know you guys support, we certainly do, and it's trying to get more people to come into this thing we call agricultural marketing, you know, especially students that may be considering their career. When it comes to what you all do in the area of marketing services, you know, advertising, public relations, et cetera, what kind of words of encouragement might you give to some, you know, young agricultural communication student out there, perhaps, that is considering, what am I going to do when I get out of college?
Sure, that's a great question, and you know, I think we've all been blessed and who've been working in the agricultural industry for the last 5 or 6 years and riding the coattails of that success. And I think we're seeing a lot of that success transcending over into the colleges and universities that are cranking out some of the new business and communications professionals that are entering the workforce. A lot of them, I think, are not maybe exposed to agriculture when they're growing up, and they get into college, and then they're seeing the opportunities, tremendous job opportunities that exist within the ag industry, and certainly marketing and communications. There's a tremendous need for more young professionals to come into our ranks, and there's tremendous opportunity for them for jobs and experience to grow in this industry. So we are longtime supporters of the Ag Editors Association and NAFB, and doing things from scholarships to internships to help those young students look at agricultural opportunities, certainly in communications and marketing.
Yeah, couldn't agree more with that, because we certainly do need to see that. You know, there's a lot of us that aren't getting any younger. They've been doing this for a while. So
there's a few of us out there that is certainly the case. And, you know, if we want to continue to leave this industry in good hands, we've got to do our part to help mentor and train some of these talented young kids that are coming into to our industry.
Anything as you look back at this year that just stands out for you, in whether it's just in the ag industry in general or in the agri marketing sector, that you know, just seems like a standout incident, story, something that's comes to mind when you look back over the year?
Oh, you know, I think when I look back at 2013, you know, it's continuing to learn more about what's going on in our industry and working with people, good people through NAMA and through Ag Editors and through NAFB, and seeing all the good work that those people in our industry do from a communication standpoint. We are certainly blessed to have tremendous talent from marketers to communicators, radio broadcasters, farm writers in this industry, and good people to get to know and work with, and look forward to continuing to work in this industry for many more years.
Well, we missed you in Argentina at the IFAJ convention, but maybe we'll see you in Scotland next year.
I am planning on being in Scotland and seeing what the Scottish and the Irish farmers are doing over there. So that I'm looking forward to that, Chuck.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get back to it here. I want to thank you very much, Kelly. We appreciate all the support that BCS has provided us during our going on 10 years here with ZEMCOM. And tell Illinois and Leanne that we said howdy, and, of course, everybody else in the office, too. And we'll look forward to hopefully being able to be there next year when you have this holiday open house, and wonder who the special guest might be.
We look forward to it, and thank you, Chuck, and Cindy and your staff for all that you've done for us over the last 10 years, and we look forward to a great holiday season and a great and wonderful 2014.
All right. Well, that is our ZEMcast for this week, and for those of you listening, I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the ZEMcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.